Willis Odhiambo Achang works in the Kenyan Ministry of Agriculture as a district agricultural officer in Ugunja District, Siaya County, in western Kenya. His task is to ensure that the rural population is food secure. Food security programs there are bearing fruits with the help of the Kenyan Agricultural Research Institute, KARI, FAO and Sweden in a joint project aimed at strengthening capacity for climate change adaptation on sustainable land and water management in Kenya. In the following interview, Willis confirms the trend that traditional crops with high value are being reintroduced into integrated farming systems.
There are those crops that our farmers left due to the climate change. There are some crops that we left, but now we have to go back to them. One of them is sorghum, the other one is finger millet, the other one is cassava. We are going back to these crops because when you look at them, majority of them actually can tolerate drought to a certain level. So we are looking at maize, but we are saying if you fail in maize, you should not go hungry. You must have another source of energy. And that's where we are coming up with sorghum, finger millet, and cassava. Quite a number of farmers have benefited in this, and the crop is doing well. We can confirm to you that.
Could you also confirm from what we have seen that fruits and vegetables are also part of this program?
You are right. Because we realize that some of these crops, actually, if you are promoting a tree, planting to a farmer, you must look at some other things because the need of the farmer is today, not tomorrow. So you must actually look at some other crops that can take a farmer as short as 3 months so that the farmer can continue, as he looks after the tree, can continue eating and he can continue selling. So quite a number of our farmers actually have benefited by getting especially the local vegetables. We go to the local vegetable because we have realized if you go to an hotel today and you have to eat local vegetables, I'm telling you, you'll pay more than if you are to get cabbages or kales. So we realize that there's a market. Just beyond that, there's a market. We're also looking at some farmers who are vulnerable. There are farmers who are sick due to some other diseases, could be diabetic, could be cancer, could be HIV. So we are looking at some of these local vegetables to be highly nutritious, so that if these farmers actually can get it, then the immune system can also be boosted. So that's some of the reasons why we are also heading to local vegetables.
Can you name a few? We have the vegetables and the fruits.
Yeah, actually, some of the local vegetables that our farmers have benefited and are doing well is one of them. We have cowpeas. We have the amaranth that our farmers are getting into. We have clotalaria, which locally we call mito. And our farmers are actually liking them very much. Some of the fruits actually that we have also promoted, besides banana, which is now we are even not promoting it as a fruit, actually we are promoting it for our farmers to become business oriented. But we are also looking at passion fruit. Beside that, we are looking at pawpaws that our farmers are growing. We realize that the pawpaws are now have gone down. If you go to the market, you will not get them. And if you get them, they're expensive. So we are also promoting that.
Pawpaw is papaya.
Yeah, pawpaw is papaya. So we are promoting that, and we have also have centers of nurseries. We have centers where now we have our farmers buy. These are group nurseries. We are trying to build the group work. So we have centers where they are getting papaya seedlings, they get passion fruit seedlings. We have the mother blocks where I told you where the farmers can get the suckers, quality suckers, to ensure that actually there's continuity. And we also have actually pineapple with us. So we are looking at all those areas. We are actually even heading, we are now moving to an area where we are requesting for some assistance if we can get. We can push in some of our resources to build up actually a processing, which is we have already been given land in Siaya with the old municipal. We had already negotiated. So we are looking at these farmers. We are promoting them. But when they go beyond just home consumption, where do they take their product? So we are actually looking at the whole value chain, right from production up to that level of factory, and we are ensuring that the farmer actually gets quality food. That is one of the things that is in our constitution. The Bill of Rights says that every Kenyan is actually has a right to quality food. And we are looking at one areas where we can ensure that these farmers actually, our population, have quality food. And that's the time we can say we are food secure.
Thank you very much. And I was talking to?
You are talking to Atiang Willis, the DAO, the District Agricultural Officer, Ugunja.
Thank you.
Thank you.